This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Well, I'm so glad you joined us for this hour because this is going to be one that you're going to want to remember. We're talking about CBD oils and supplements, natural pain relief. And this is a show I've wanted to do for a long time, but scared to bring it up to management. And when I did, they jumped all over it and gave me the green light. So I brought in two experts to talk about it. Ashlyn Kane, Director of Training for Your CBD Store here in the Atlanta area, four stores in Atlanta, and my buddy, Dr. Joe Esposito. He has a show here on WSB Radio and good friend of mine and a nutritionist, chiropractor. We can go through all of your list of accomplishments, but we want to do a 101 on CBD oil because we have a new audience listening, I'm aware, and we want to just start from ground zero on CBD oil, what it is, what it can do for you. Dr. Joe, we'll start with you. What is CBD oil for those that don't know?
Okay. Well, it stands for cannabidiol, CBD, and that's what it is. I don't like the name. And the reason I don't like the name is because we came up with this. We found this system in the body, this cannabinoid system in the body, while we were researching marijuana. Mm-hmm. So they said, okay, we have this chemicals that interact with the cells, and they act as neurotransmitters or messengers, so to speak, and they can calm down overactive cells. So they named it CBD, or the cannabinoid system. But when you say cannabinoid, you think of cannabis and you think of pot. And it has nothing to do really with pot. It has to do with these chemicals that we call cannabinoids. So first of all, I don't like the name. I'm going to have to change that somewhere. Okay. But what are cannabinoids? Cannabinoids are chemical messengers, and they affect the endocannabinoid system. Endo means inside the body. And there's a lot of different ones that exist, and they fall into two categories, internal and external. Now, internal cannabinoids you produce yourself. Now, we just discovered these recently, which is really cool that we've researched the body now since the beginning of time. We're still finding new stuff.
Right.
But this is a biggie because it interacts with the cannabinoid receptors, and it kind of regulates a lot of functions like mood, memory, appetite, pain, sleep, a bunch of others. So we came up with this. We found it in marijuana. We realized that it's also found in hemp. Now, don't get this confused. CBD oil is not going to get you high. It doesn't have THC in it. So everybody gets freaked out. Oh, it's CBD. We're going to get high. No, it's not going to happen. This is two different things. So it's kind of the wild, wild west out there right now. Because I don't know if you've been approached by people with CBD, but in my practices, people come to me all the time, usually about 3 or 4 a week.
Oh, I get several press releases a week.
Yes. You know, I want to take you out to dinner. We want to come into your office. Give us an hour of your time. And I said, I ask them some basic questions, which we're going to let our guest here cover. And I ask them these questions, and I know right away if they're really just some salesperson trying to sell this stuff, or do they really know what they're talking about. So it really is the wild, wild west. So I want to make sure you only get the best of the best. Because if you do something that doesn't work, you're going to say, CBD doesn't work.
Right.
No, that CBD didn't work.
Not all CBD oils are created equal.
Exactly.
So Ashlyn Kane, Director of Training, what makes a good CBD oil? What makes it effective?
So, you know, there's different factors for each person, but the main things that you definitely want to be looking for is something that is, one, organically grown. Hemp itself actually really doesn't need any pesticides and is actually very friendly to a bunch of different environments they could potentially be grown in. Organically grown, that's definitely a number one thing. Number two would definitely be third-party lab testing. So at our store, we do both of these things. We track all of ours from what we say soil to oil, so you know exactly what you're getting. You also want to make sure that third-party lab testing is, you know, verifying that it has been organically grown, that there's no trace levels of pesticides or heavy metals or anything like that. And if you do add flavorings to any of your products, your tinctures, your water solubles, your bath bombs even, you want to make sure that those are organic as well.
Okay, so let's go through what you just said. Your tinctures, those are the drops that you put under your tongue.
Yes.
Okay, and that's how it goes through the body under the tongue. Is that the fastest way for your body to absorb the CBD oil?
Not exactly. So like with that, you're getting what's called a double pass effect. So you're getting a little bit sublingually under the tongue. There's a little gland that kind of sucks up a bunch of that at once. Then the rest you get through digestion. So we've actually specially formulated a product, a water-soluble product that works in about 5 to 10 minutes, which I think is amazing. So it's the same thing as the tincture, but it's just been nano-emulsified. So that means it's been broken down really, really small. That way our bodies can absorb it fast. So in terms of oral ingestion, I'd say that's the fastest thing. And it's very bioavailable. So especially for people who like have trouble absorbing nutrients, it's the best thing you can do. But really vaping, I mean, vaping anything, you're vaporizing it, you get it pretty much instantly. The thing is, it just doesn't, you know, penetrate the system as well. It doesn't stay in there as long as it's not being digested or anything.
Okay. So, we all in the studio took a little water and put the dropper full of the CBD oil in it and had a little water in our CBD oil right before we went on the show. And I'm feeling relaxed.
Good.
Are you feeling relaxed?
I'm always relaxed. You know me. I'm the calmest guy in the world.
You're calmest guy in the world.
No, it does. The quality does make a difference. And that's something we really want to make sure the listeners understand, because if you're going to have something that's easily absorbed, like we just took today,
right.
It's going to be absorbed. It's going to work. And we don't even know what's in there, because there's really not a whole lot of regulations out there on CBD. So we got to be careful what we're putting in our body. So when you take it like this, it is absorbed quickly. And I do feel a difference. And I've tried a lot of different CBD oils. This one I feel.
Because if you had seen me about 30 minutes before the show, I was a wreck. Now I've got it together. I'm with it. It just took the edge off. I'm not high like you would, you know, like a marijuana high. I don't feel a hallucinogenic type high, just a calming, relaxing. And it has, if I were having muscle aches, that would take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
What other things would the water-soluble take care of?
Well, I mean, chemically speaking, the tincture, the drop that goes under the tongue, you know, that's about chemically the same, quote-unquote, as a water-soluble. It's just a different delivery method. So you're still going to get some pain-relieving effects or other type of things from the water-soluble. But if you're looking to target pain, probably a tincture is a better bet. As far as the water soluble goes, any kind of anxious condition, anything that comes on quickly, so PTSD, anxiety, but also things like Crohn's or IBS. So those are, you know, with the tinctures, you can also use them for a lot of other different chronic conditions, ADD, ADHD, symptoms associated with autism, diabetes, arthritis, a bunch of different things studies have shown it can be used for.
Okay, I know our audience has lots of calls, and I want to go ahead and start getting those lined up, and we can continue the conversation. If you have a question about CBD oil and supplements and what it can do for you, or if you've tried it and what it's done for you, we'd love to hear from you. Our lines are open at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We'd love to hear from you. We're standing by, ready to take your call. Once again, that's 404-872-0750. Now, Ashlyn, do you have some success stories that you can share with us where people have tried it that you know and it's really made an impact on their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just from, you know, us here in the store, I myself have a lot of chronic pain issues originating from a car accident that happened when I was 17. I have chronic knee and back pain because of it. Taking a tincture twice a day, plus sometimes using a topical cream and occasionally soaking in a tub with a bath bomb. I pretty much never have to take any kind of pain reliever ever anymore. I haven't taken an Advil in 4 or 5 months that I've been on CBD.
Wow.
So yeah, I've been on CBD for about 7 months. And so since that 4 month mark, there hasn't been anything that it hasn't been able to treat. As far as that, we also have people who come in the store who, you know, have had extreme issues with like Parkinson's and other kind of shaking and seizing conditions, who've seen a lot of relief from that. Seen a lot of success with arthritis. I'd say that's, in terms of the amount that I've seen, definitely arthritis. And young and old, too. You know, it's not just, you know, people in their 70s and 80s getting these conditions. Some people even my age in their 20s have it. And then also, I would say, you know, any kind of neuropathy as well. So, you know, I have one person who's coming to the store and she has like terrible leg spasms and, you know, and lots of neuropathy in her feet and takes a drug that also for other conditions that exacerbates it. And with the CBD oil, she's been able to scale back her medicines already.
Okay, what are the downsides? What are the negatives? What are the side effects of taking CBD oil?
So, I mean, you know, you've got to understand that, like Dr. Joe was saying, the cannabinoid CBD is very similar to the cannabinoids we already make in our body. So because of that, there is a lot less known negative interactions with any other drugs or with things in our body. Now, as always, you know, you should probably consult your doctor with a few things. One thing that's come up a lot is like blood thinners. So CBD can tend to interact negatively with those and actually make the blood thinner than they previously thought. Now, we actually do have some clients who take blood thinners who've actually their doctor suggested they also take CBD, who are specifically sent to us. So, I mean, there's obviously cases where it does work. You just have to be careful with that. It's also known to block some, I believe it's enzyme interaction in the liver with certain drugs like Xanax. So you also might need to watch out for that as well. But generally speaking, you know, there's none of the typical side effects that you might see being very prevalent, like, you know, intestinal issues or whatever like that.
Okay, great. We're going to take our first break. We're talking with Ashlyn Kane with the Your CBD Store and Dr. Joe Esposito, our resident nutritionist and chiropractor here on the radio station. And we're talking about CBD oils and supplements on Atlanta Living. We're going to take our first break. We'll take your calls at 404-872-0750. We'll take them right after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, where we're talking about CBD oils and supplements as a natural pain relief. We're doing it through Your CBD Store and Dr. Joe Esposito, our friend here on the radio station. And Ashlyn Kane is representing Your CBD Store. And we are taking your calls at 404-872-0750. Let's go to Cole in Stone Mountain. Cole, how are you today?
Hi, my name's Cola. How you doing?
Good, Cola. How can we help you?
Yes, I love the CBD. My doctor also referred me to take the CBD versus all of the medication I was on, which was heavy medication.
Wow.
Like oxycodone. And it has worked wonders in my life, and I haven't really taken medicine since January, since I've been taking it.
That's amazing. Now, are you taking it tincture, or are you taking it in water? What are you taking?
I do the tinctures, but I also have other things that I use. I have a pain rub. I have a pain spray. I have the CBD energy. They're in the little tops, the blast caps. I use the oxygen kind, so I wanted to ask your guest what was the kind that she sold in her store and what was the difference so I could see what's best. But what I've been using has been helping me, but I'm in love with it.
So, hey there. Good to meet you, Cola.
Hi.
So what exactly are you using CBD for?
I have a lot of pain. I actually have sickle cell.
Okay.
In my younger days, they told me I was diagnosed with arthritis. I have a lot of inflammation in my body and just a lot of body pain.
Gotcha. Yeah, so since that's sort of all over pain, I mean, yes, using a tincture is going to be the absolute best thing, because that's how you're going to really get the healing compounds into your body. but I would also say that, yes, the pain cream is wonderful. Do you know the strength of the one you're currently using?
I do not. It may be like 200 milligrams. I'm not sure.
Okay, because one thing that I really love about our line of products, in addition to just the quality overall, is we have a 500 milligram strength, but we also have a 1,000 milligram strength, and that's per a 2-ounce container. So that's very, very concentrated. Pretty much nothing I haven't personally seen it work on. So I would love if you want to come into a store, look at ours. But yeah, other than that, I think you're doing well.
Is that the tinctures that you have in the 500 and the 1,000?
The pain cream.
Oh, the pain cream. Okay, yeah. Where's your store?
We have 4 locations in Braselton, Hamilton Mill, Johns Creek, and Cumming.
Okay. What's the name of it?
Your CBD store.
Okay. I would definitely come and check you out. I really appreciate the information.
Have a good one.
All right, Cola. Thank you so much for joining us on Atlanta Living. We're going to take a break. We'll be with you next. If you want to join us, 404-872-0750. We'll be back right after this.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Today we're talking CBD oils and supplements, natural pain relief. And I have with me Ashlyn Kane. She's the director of training for Your CBD Stores, 4 stores in Atlanta. We're going to let her go through where they are in just a moment. And then we have Dr. Joe Esposito. You hear him every week here on WSB Radio. He's on the Von Hessler Show on Tuesdays. He's here on Sunday mornings. What time on Sunday mornings?
Sunday morning is B98 and a River. Sunday night is WSB 7 to 9. Yes.
That's right.
All
the Cox stations. You're all over the place. And then I went to see you yesterday. I was in your office. So you're around.
You're getting sick of me, aren't you?
No, no. How could I ever be sick of you? But we're talking about CBD oils. It's kind of the the 101 of CBD oils. And there is a CBD 1 and 2.
Right. That's the endocannabinoid system. That's the system in the body that we're talking about today, has CB1 and CB2. Now, CB1 receptors are found all over the body, mostly present in the brain and the spinal cord. And those are the ones concentrated in the brain regions that are associated with behavior and influence. That's how that works. For example, the CB1 receptors in a hypothalamus. Now, a hypothalamus is the part of the brain that controls appetite. So that's one of the reasons we might be using CBD. It affects the amygdala, and that plays a role in memory and emotional processing. And the CB1 receptors are also found in the nerve endings, and that's the one that helps reduce the pain. CB2 receptors are found in what we call the peripheral nervous system, the nerves outside the spinal cord. And they're concentrated in the immune system, and that's where the CB2 receptors are activated, and they work to reduce inflammation. So there's two different actions that they do. But this is the thing with CBD. It doesn't bind directly to the cannabinoid receptors. What they do, the CBD inhibits an enzyme called FAAH, and that's responsible for the breakdown of a chemical, and that's the most important endocannabinoid in the body. So the FAAH breaks down this cannabinoid. The CBD prevents that enzyme from breaking down the cannabinoid, and so the FAAH is inhibited, and this way the CBD in your body lasts longer.
So can we call this a natural supplement for our body?
Yeah. It just prevents our body from breaking down the chemicals in our body that are interacting with the body. So naturally, you'd create this anatomide, it's called, and that is broken down pretty quickly. That's the CBD.
Okay.
That's the cannabinoid in your body. The CBD prevents that from being broken down, so it lasts longer. It lives longer.
Okay.
And so it's able to do its job more effectively.
Okay. So our body needs this naturally, and we're helping it by giving it this CBD.
Right. We stop the enzyme from breaking down the natural cannabinoid in your body, and so that's why it lasts longer.
Okay.
All
right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. We're going back to the phone lines and take Donnie. Donnie, you're on WSB. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I had a question. I'm one of these people that always thought that CBD and marijuana were synonymous. Thank you for clearing that up. My question is, I suffer from anxiety real bad, and I was wondering, with CBD oil, where should I start? I went to your CBD oil website, and I see there's anywhere from 250 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams. I'm curious, where would somebody start?
Well, first of all, you can come into any one of our stores. We have 4 different locations, one in Hamilton Mill next to Walmart, one in Braselton across from Chateau Alon, John's Creek by the Stony River Steakhouse, and Cumming on exit 13 on 400. And we have a very knowledgeable staff that's been trained by a top chemist and doctor on everything that we would need to know in order to be able to help you. Personally, I would recommend doing one of our water-soluble products just because it's very fast-acting, works in about 5 to 10 minutes, so it's great for flare-up anxiety or anything like that. And probably we have a 300 strength and a 600 strength, but we're also adding some more soon. So I would say come in and talk with somebody, but that could definitely be a great product for you.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
Thank you so much, Donnie. And I took some before the show, and I have a lot going on this weekend, and I was a little gunched up about how I was going to get it all done this weekend, and now I feel very calm. Everything feels like it's taken the edge off of what I need to do, and everything feels in place.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, Donnie, thanks for your call. And it's 41 minutes after 1 o'clock, and it's 82 degrees here on Peachtree Street. Absolutely gorgeous outside. So whatever you're doing, we want you to take us with you because we have lots of great information throughout the day. Back to the phone lines we go, and we're going to speak with Margie. Margie, how are you today?
Hey, I'm great. Hi over there to everybody.
Thank you very much. What can we do for you?
I heard you say earlier in the show that CBD can help with diabetes, and that's really exciting. Does it help with both kinds of diabetes, and what? How does that work?
I'll let you handle that one. Have you seen results with diabetes?
Yeah, we have several different clients that come in who use it both to help regulate the blood sugar, one thing, but also to really especially help with the associated neuropathy. You know, a lot of clients especially suffer from really bad neuropathy in the hands and particularly the feet. So using a tincture combined with a pain cream is probably the most effective way that we've seen to help with that.
And one of the ways that we think it's working, when the research is still kind of new on this, is type 2 diabetes is called insulin resistance. So what that means is insulin is released when you eat sugar. It goes into the cell, and insulin acts like a key. It opens up the cell and allows sugar into the cell. When you're insulin resistant, the cells don't allow the insulin to open them up. They become resistant to insulin. So that's called type 2 diabetes. And we think the way the CBD is working now, it affects the cannabinoid system, or the cannabinoid receptors in the cell, and allows the cell to be more receptive to the insulin, to allow the cell to open up and allow the sugar in, which basically just lets the insulin interact with the cell more effectively.
That's exciting. That's really great news. My husband is a type 2 diabetic, and he's had he's on basically this crazy cocktail of different things, and he has to keep changing up the drugs because, as you mentioned, he becomes resistant. So this sounds like something we should try.
Yeah, and keep him off the sugar too. Less sugar, less insulin. Less insulin, the cells become more receptive as well. So you want to do in a combination, getting to the cause of the problem, not just treating the symptom. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you, Margie. And the side effects from this are so minimal.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, you know, we do ask that, you know, you consult your doctor when taking CBD in conjunction with certain medications, primarily blood thinners, just because you want to make sure. There's a couple studies that have shown that maybe it can actually make the blood too thin. And then there, you know, is always the possibility for, you know, maybe a potential interaction to interact negatively with Xanax and a couple of others. But for the most part, the known drug interactions are extremely minimal, much more so than most other things that we've seen.
Okay. And let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Mike. Mike, you're on WSB on Atlanta Living. How can we help you?
Good. First, I wanted to thank Dr. Joe because of a show that I heard last week. I finally made my first appointment, went to a chiropractor this week for acid reflux. I heard him talking about something about pulling the stomach away from the diaphragm. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, it worked. I went to a guy named Matthew Macedes over here where I live in Marietta, and he did something. That's the first time in years I was able to actually eat, and I didn't have a lump before my stomach that I had to wait to keep going down. Anyways, he said it's going to take a little bit of time, but he's going to get me back together. But here's the reason why I'm calling. I'm going to get right to the point. I've got over 35 years in recovery, and it's extremely serious. I cannot take anything that's mood altering. I've seen over 35 years, a lot of people come in the program and relapse, and they go out and they die. So it's deadly serious. I have suffered from depression most of my life, and anxiety and panic attacks. But the panic attacks I learned to live with after about 3 to 5 years in recovery. It's just like, okay, I'm so used to them now, it's like it's just annoying. But the depression is an ongoing thing, and I've heard a lot of people talk about how it has helped them, but I'm really concerned. And is there any studies that, yes, people in recovery can use this and it doesn't cause the urge or cause them to relapse?
Hey there. So yeah, that's definitely a very serious concern. So I would probably recommend just, you know, avoiding a product that has THC in it. Again, you know, you can come into any one of our four stores and somebody would be more than happy to speak with you. And we're actually doing, just so everybody knows, 10% off for any of Belinda's listeners who want to come in and mention this segment. So that includes you. But I think more specifically, helping with the anxiety and the depression part, which is probably a big trigger in using, you know, whatever that might be addictive for you. I think that in helping to take care of that could help you to just lessen the compulsion overall to want to use. But I don't know of any studies particularly, I'm hopeful to see more research in that direction.
The one question I would have, does it change your mood or alter your mood in any way, like an opioid or a THC or alcohol or anything like that?
No, not at all. I mean, the way we like to explain it in the store, that CBD, rather than being the addition of some kind of like positive feeling, like a giddiness or whatever, it's more like the subtraction of a negative feeling. So, you know, you're not going to feel like extra great. You're just going to feel not terrible.
Normal.
You know, just kind of neutral.
Right.
Yeah.
Back
exactly.
to zero.
That's a perfect
right.
way to categorize it.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that. And again, Dr. Joe, thank you. Because of your show last week, I can actually eat now and not suffer.
Isn't that great? That's awesome. Good.
It
Don't
is.
Overeat.
No. Well, I do have to lose a few pounds.
Okay, Mike. Thank you for your
thank
call,
you.
Sir.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks you. It is 47 minutes after the hour. Time for us to take another break. You want to tell a website for folks to look up your CBD store?
Yeah, you can find all of our locations. We're in 29 states. We have over 300 locations currently. You can go to CBDRX4U.com to find our locations. But we really pride ourselves on having a super knowledgeable staff. So just come into any one of our four Atlanta locations, Hamilton Mill next to Walmart, Braselton across from Chateau Alon, Johns Creek by the Stony River, or coming on exit 13. And we'd be more than happy to talk with you and give you any advice that you would like.
Okay, great. And if you want to give us a call, that's 404-872-0750, and we'll take your calls right after this. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are talking about CBD oils and supplements, natural pain relief. We have from your CBD store, Ashlyn Kane. She's the director of training. And our very own Dr. Joe Esposito, nutritionalist, chiropractor, name a few more.
Exotic dancer.
I knew it.
What are you laughing about?
can you make a quarter curl down, roll down your abs?
I can roll my stomach, actually. I really can do that.
In the next break.
We will not video that.
No, but I want to see it. Okay. So, Ashlyn, if I take your CBD oil and God forbid I get pulled over because my tag is expired or whatever, and they want to test me. They're doing random tests. Am I going to get tested, and am I going to show up as having some trace of THC or marijuana or something in my system where I'm going to go to jail or I'm going to get a ticket?
Well, first of all, you would actually have to be arrested and then forced to take a drug test.
I'm sure I'm going to mouth off enough.
It's important to remember that. Yeah.
Okay. So you're sitting there in the cell, and what do you do? Okay. So we have a couple different types of products. So we do have a broad spectrum product, which we personally guarantee is 0% THC. Going back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show about, you know, getting that verified third party lab testing to ensure that it's THC free and everything we say it is. So no, if you're taking a broad spectrum product from us, you are not going to fail a THC-based drug test. A handful of times there has ever been somebody doing a test that's a very low quality, that is testing more for an elevated presence of cannabinoids, but these are very poor tests. If you're actually getting sent to a lab, like through your job or through your probation, you pretty much should be good. However, if you take a full-spectrum product, that has 0.3% THC, which is perfectly legal, but yes, you would, over a couple months' time, probably fail a drug test. But that's why it's so important to get a product that you know is verified, because so many of these people out here are saying this product doesn't have THC when in fact it does. And, you know, you're potentially messing with people's livelihoods, their jobs, their custody hearings, what have you.
Okay, so that's why it's important to go to somebody like your CBD store who can vouch and say 100% no, you will not test positive.
Yes.
Okay, that's so important, because when you're talking about your job, your family, your livelihood, you got to know, you got to have 100% guarantee.
Yep.
Okay, that's strong words there, 100% guarantee. We'll be back more with CBD oils and supplements and Dr. Joe right after this.